The Sikha is from Magbei Matoshi Mem Gimel. It's printed in the Kutas Sichas Chelek Mamon Zion, page 138. And that explains here the significance of Lagbeimer, the joy, the Simcha of Lagbeimer, that is comparable to the Simcha of the Gula Shleima. We'll start from Sifta Zion. In connection with what was discussed before about the great Simcha that has to be on Lagbeimer, that means the Seichen Asipir was not Eich Gedruk, the Mephasim given us is Gedergangin to uns. You also see this in a story which is printed. It's printed in Shara Kavonis of the Arizal. And being that this story reached us, so we can learn from it. The story is about Rabbi Avraham Halevi. Rabbi Avraham Halevi was a Talmid from Arizal, a student of the Arizal. Zusammen mit dem Arizal sein Namor gewen in Miron belag beimer beim Kever von Rashbi. Rabbi Avraham Halevi was together with the Arizal in Miron on Lag Beimer by the resting place of the Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Talmud hat sich gefühlt sagen jeder Tag in Birchas Tishkein die Brache von Wille Rishalayim Berachamim Toshuv Vesishkein Besecha in Shmeinesre the Brache of Wille Rishalayim Mircha has in it the next few words. It says V'tishkein. So this is what is referred to, that in the bracha of V'tishkein, he said every day the tefillah Nachem Hashem Alekeinu as Avel Tzayin V'Savli Yerushalayim. He said the tefillah of Nachem in the tefillah of Tishkein every day. He also said it on Lagbeimer. Hat Rashbi Ibrig Gem Drach Dem Arizal. The Rashbi gave over through the Arizal. As the Talmud hat nicht getan, sagen Nachem in Yem Simcha Seinu, that this student, this disciple of the Arizal, was not allowed to say Nachem on our day of rejoicing, Lag Beimer, which is the day of Lag Beimer, when there is the far nenish geworden v'kul. And that is why this disciple of the Arizal, Rabbi Avraham Halevi, was punished. From here we see how great has to be the joy of Lag Beimer. Every Jew says Nachem only on Tisha B'av. Rabbi Avraham Halevi hat aber azoy tiv gefilled im galus. Rabbi Avraham Halevi felt the pain of the galus so deeply. By him is das given of azefil filbar, azefil lebedik, and azefil tutvei. He had so much feeling in it. It was so alive, and it was so painful for him. We are stating for him, as that he given a gilgul nitzus for Yirmiyahu Navi. It's written in Svarim that he was a gilgul. He was a reincarnation of Yirmiyahu Navi. Who was Yirmiyahu Navi? The menabe nevuos, hamara nevuos hagolus. He Yirmiyahu is the one who prophesied the terrible, the bitter prophecies of the Golos. So Rabbi Avraham Halevi was a Gilgal of Yirmiyahu. So about Rabbi Avraham Halevi, it's written as er had gizok nachim yed tog b'chol yayim fanya. He said it every day of the year. What means every day of the year? Bizaz like pastor saloshim is moving as er had to say gizok b'rash chedesh u'kiyetze b'zeh from the simple and literal definition of the word, it is obvious that he also said it on Rosh Chodesh. Chotzes ken tachnu zok min idemul, although tachnu is not said on that day, once it is nitan yema maise, and it is not a work day. Unachme, in addition to this, not only did he say it on Rosh Chodesh, but Rosh Chodesh is nit bad gosh derinyan asimcha, and Rosh Chodesh, it's not so emphasized the idea of being besimcha. Was das ist doch gewähnt die Teine von Rashbi, für Rabbi Avraham Halevi, als ist Hayem Simcha. This was the complaint that Rashbi had on Rabbi Avraham Halevi, that it's his Yem Simcha. It's a day of joy. Aber der Tashtus Aloshen hat er gesagt, Nachem Eich Becham Amet. But it seems, from the literal reading of the word, that he said Nachem also on Chel Amet, about Chel Amet it's written, Chel Amet is made him the Simcha. It is a festival of joy. mit der Alte Rebbe Paskens in Shulchan Aruch, als Simcha Zud, der Chama Meid, hier mit Zuses in der Teres, der Alte Rebbe Paskens, that this day of Chama Meid, the joy of Chama Meid, is an obligation of the Teres. It's a mitzvah of the Teres. Although that it's a mitzvah of the Teres, from that Strigon hat Rebbe Vroma Levi demut gemek zogen, und hat bepeil demut gesog nachin. He was allowed to say, and he actually said, the Tfilah of Nachin, the Haraya, to prove this, as there is a dem nit nenish geworden. It is obvious that he said it, and he was allowed to say it because he was not punished for this. On the contrary, this was written down, this conduct of Rabbi Avraham Halevi, that he said it. Although it's a joyous day, it is a day of joy that the Torah prescribes as a day of joy. On Shabbos Yontif, he actually did not say Nachem, while he had gezogt Nachem in Birchas Tishkin, because he generally said Nachem in the bracha of Tishkin. Was das zogt man in Shabbos Yontif? This bracha we don't say in Shmini Esrei of Shabbos Yontif. Aber nicht der Fall, weil die Simcha Demut hat die Begeweg sein tiefen Gefühle von Golus, nur zu lieber sagt die Kentam. It's not because the Simcha overweighed his deep feeling for the Golus, but it was for another reason. What is the reason? Er fleg zog Nachim in Birchus Tishkin. The place where he said Nachim is in the Bracha of Tishkin, and on Shabbos V'yontav zogt man it kein Birchus Tishkin. And on Shabbos V'yontav you don't say this Bracha. Und der Ding ist, als in Tfilas Hamide, tun wir nicht an Einstellung, keine seitige Sachen, was stehen nicht in dem Nusser von Tfilas Hamide. Was die Knesset Hagdele haben gemacht. You're not allowed to insert your own prayers into the Tfilas Hamide, into Shmin Esra, what the Knesset Hagdele did not put in. Und an Einstellung, das in ein anderer Tfilas, wo es wird sich nicht wegen der Union nehmen, oder sagen, das nicht in der Tfilas, nicht das sie gewenden in der Kabane von Abraham Alevi. To say Nachim elsewhere, not in its place. This was not the intent of Rabbi Avraham Halevi. Er hat es gesagt in Tfilas Hamide, but today does Nachim zal mekuyim verim bepeil. He said it in the Tfilas Hamide in order that Nachim should actually happen in actuality. The Riber hat in Nidgi had b'Shabbos v'yantav u'das zuzogun, so on Shabbos v'yantav when we don't say the brach of Tishkin. He didn't have where to say it, hat it as demot Nidgi zog, that is the reason why he didn't say it. But if not for this factor, he would have been allowed to say it also then. Which is obvious from the fact that on Chalamed he said it. Chalamed is a festival of joy. You have to be b'simcha from as the Torah prescribes. So he would have said it also on Yom Tov, if not for the above mentioned reason that there is no place to say it in the Amidah of Yom Tov. So from this we understand how much more so, as if that he would have been allowed to say it on Shabbos, if not for the above mentioned reason that he doesn't have ready to say it, he would have been allowed to say it on Shabbos. Why? Because Yom Tov, there's an obligation of being besimcha. Shabbos, there's an obligation of tainuk. You should enjoy. You should have pleasure from Shabbos. But it's not simcha. But Shabbos is doch nicht verbunden mit simcha, nor mit einig. Shabbos is associated not with simcha, but with einig, with pleasure. Was der Fall ist, der muss nicht todem mitzvus hatluyis besimcha. That's why Shabbos you don't have the mitzvahs connected with simcha, you only have them on Yom Tov. But negates is over Nachim is negayah simcha nitainik. Any connection of the saying Nachim, this is related to simcha, not to einik, not to pleasure. Is madoch hazer hotes gimeg zogun un hotes gizog bechel ameid was a yom simcha minateira. So if he said it on Chalameid, which is a day of joy, which is prescribed by the Torah, hat er gemerkt sagen be Shabbos, was is nit ayem simcha nareini. He would have been allowed to say on Shabbos, which is not a day of joy, but it's a day of pleasure. Now das was er hat es bepeil nit gesagt be Shabbos, is nit mit sagt gedish Shabbos oder einig Shabbos. The fact that he didn't say it on Shabbos is not because of the holiness of Shabbos, or the pleasure of Shabbos, unazeinig is mer v'simcha v'cholu, and that einig, that pleasure is more than joy, that's not the reason. V'aleinig was hot kashaychus nik mitamidus nachim, because einig has no connection with saying nachim. Namitzadem was a hot nit gehat v'udas tzagim, the reason he didn't say it on Shabbos is not because it's the day of einig, but he didn't have where to insert it. As mizog demot nit birchas tishkin, because on Shabbos you don't say the bracha in the amida of tishkin. So from the literal context of the words, we understand that when it says that he said it as bechol yem, he said it every day. So even in a day of joy, like Cholamed, which the Torah says it has to be simcha, Rabbi Avraham Halevi was allowed to, and he actually said nachem because of his deep feeling for the goals. Half up he came, nevertheless, when the day of Lag Beimer came, Zot Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, as er hademot nid getot zogen nachem, that he was not allowed to say nachem. Mitzad der simcha von dem tog, because of the joy associated with Lag Beimer. Was is azah simcha gdela, this is such a joyous day, was vet iber afilu dem tzar, was Rabbi Avraham Halevi had gehad from dem churban. It even overweighs the pain, the deep pain that Rabbi Avraham Halevi had in connection with the churban, with the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Was doesn't deshrach noch mehr die greatest simcha von Rashbi in Lag Beimer? This emphasizes even more the great joy of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai on Lag Beimer. As in them is do aninyem, was is noch starker von der simcha von Chalamet. Then in Lag Beimer, there is an aspect of joy, of simcha, which is even stronger than the simcha of Chalamet. Vaziz meidim le simcha min ateret. The Chalamet is referred to meidim, a festival of joy. It's called that way in the Torah. Yizadu meidim le simcha v'bimei yontem hasirim emelocha. This is the same joy that you have to have on yontem when you're not allowed to work. Und noch stärker von der Simcha bei Yom Tov v'Shabbos, the Simcha of Lag Beimer is even stronger than the joy of Yom Tov and Shabbos. V'haraya, to prove this, as lula hanal v'alter gizok nachem, is bei Yom Tov v'Shabbos. And if not for the above mentioned reason that there is no place to insert it, he would have said nachem also on Yom Tov and also on Shabbos. V'sazoy yizeh v'negeh to the Simcha from Gula Hasidah. This is also the case with the joy of the Gula Hasid, of the future redemption. As he is noch gresser with the simcha from meidim l'simcha. The joy of Mashiach's coming is even a greater joy than the yom tev meidim l'simcha. The ashteti medrash, as the medrash says, as la'asid lovei, that when Mashiach comes, kol ha'meidim yihu b'teilim v'mei apunim l'yihu niftalim l'eilam. All the festivals will become nullified, but Purim will not become nullified. This is written in Medrash. Und es steht auf dem Erklärung, there is an explanation given on this, that there is a question, as Chas v'Shalom Zogna, as Dimitri Minatera v'et Batalvem, how can you say that the Yom Tevim will become bottled, they become nullified? God forbid to say that Yomim Tevim, which are a mitzvah in the Torah, that they'll be nullified. No mitzvah is going to be nullified. So what does it mean when the Medrash says that all the Yomim Tevim are going to become bottled and become nullified? So the explanation given is, Eich demot vetmen, Eich praven the Yomim Tevim from Pesach, Shavuos and Sukkot. That not that we will not perform the mitzvahs of Pesach, Shavuos and Sukkot. We will do it then also. But the simcha from the Geula be'imeis HaMashiach, however, the joy of the redemption and the days of Mashiach with Zayin Azei grace will be so great, the joy as Shag B'tira Mayahan, that a candle in the middle of the day, what benefit is it? This is a Lashon HaGemara which emphasizes, which brings out the idea that a candle, to light a candle and seeing the benefit of a candle when you do it in the dark, you see the benefit of the light. But when you light a candle in the middle of the day, what does it help? What benefit is it? So similarly, also the simcha from the Yomim Tevim Vedamot Nitval Nemen can grace or not, they got the simcha Sagula. The joy of the Gula is going to be so strong, so great, that it's going to override the joy of the Yomim Tevim. The joy of the Yomim Tevim will be nullified in comparison to the joy of the Gula. So what's with Purim? Lashenk in the simcha from Purim versus Adalei Adar, as opposed to this. By contrast, the simcha, the joy of Purim, which is a simcha adalei adah, until you lose your knowledge, your recognition between Baruch Mordechai and Narad Haman, when you can't make that distinction. So the idea of the simcha of Purim is beyond all boundaries. So that simcha is going to be also by the Geula. So similarly, as the explanation is given in connection with Purim and the other Yomim Tevim, similarly is also in connection with the joy of Lag Beimer, versus Gresrifar the Simcha from Eidim LeSimcha. The joy of Lag Beimer is a greater Simcha than the Simcha associated with the Yomim Tevim, with the festivals Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. The Rebishter shall help, Hashem should help, as from the Nemen Eintel, the Pikechenu in the Simcha Gdele from Hashbi, that in our participation, according to our abilities, in the great Simcha of the Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai, durch dem was mehot in dem togi lehren Teire, by learning in this day Teire, und wir betitzt es auch in dem Nigen, die Twili, hier rotzen chule, schie bonem besen migdash chule, und der Nacht wird man geben, zdoke, and we will now say the prayer that it should be the will of Hashem that He should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and then we will be giving tzedakah, so we have Teira, Tefillah, and tzedakah. So from all this, all men are reintanzen von Simchosei G'dele shel Rashbi, we should dance in from the great joy of the Rashbi, from Lag Beimer Tov Shemem Gimel, from the Lag Beimer of that year when the Rebbe said the Sicha Tov Shemem Gimel, gain tanzen diker hate, we should go in a dance Mekabazayin Pnei Mashiach Tzidkenu, to greet Mashiach, when the Rein Tanzen Latzeinu HaKadosh, and to dance into Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim Mir HaKadosh, to the holy city of Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash HaNitzki, and to the eternal Beis HaMikdash. Now, this should be now, Amen and Amen Salah. After this they sang, the Chazan began, and everyone joined together singing Yehiratzim, Shibana Beis HaMikdash. After the parade, this is a sikh that the Rebbe spoke about the parade. After the parade, the Rebbe said that they should again sing the Nigan, Yiratzin, Chulu, Shibana Beis HaMikdash, that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt, should be taken from Yad Mamash.